You are going to listen to a radio discussion about gun ownership laws around the world. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 7, with the sentence endings, A to J. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome back to Talk a Point, where I'm now joined by the Minister for Home Security, Mr. Richard Barker. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sonia.
Today's subject of gun ownership is sadly a topical one after the recent troubling events in Liverpool. Mr. Barker, isn't it time, once and for all, that the government reviewed the legislation surrounding gun ownership in the UK? Things can't go on as they are with civilians living in fear. People need to be kept from harm and they deserve peace of mind as they go about their daily business.
I can assure you, Sonia, that public safety has been and always will be our number one priority. We take gun crime very seriously indeed, and in fact, as we speak, many of my colleagues in government are meeting with senior law enforcement officers to see what can be done.
Well, the view on the street is that with government cutbacks, the police appear to have lost control of the streets and we are living in a time of nationwide crisis.
The police are stretched, that's true. However, they will continue to take all justified measures to bring the perpetrators of gun crime to justice.
The public have been protesting for some time now against the current gun control law. Why isn't this movement and a change in the law taken more seriously? Isn't Japan a shining example of a country that successfully implemented strict laws?
Yeah, I know, but it's not that simple.
Isn't it? Well, Japan has a long list of tests that applicants must pass before they can access a very small pool of guns. Look, if a Japanese citizen wants to own a gun, they must attend an all-day class, pass a written test and achieve at least 95% accuracy during a shooting range test. Then they have to pass a mental health evaluation at a hospital and pass a background check in which the government looks into the criminal record and interviews friends and family.
But to be fair... Japan also has...
After all that, they can only buy shotguns and air rifles, no handguns. And every 3 years, they must retake the class and initial exam. Why can't we do this in the UK?
There are huge cultural differences, for a start, between our two countries. And that's one reason that the Japanese system may not work over here.
Well, we have seen the dire consequences of having lenient gun laws in many countries, especially the US, where mass shootings are all too common. And I regret to say that if laws in this country are not tightened, we could well end up with the same kind of statistics here.
The countries you mention are at opposite ends of the spectrum, Sonia. Gun control in Japan, combined with the prevailing respect for authority, has led to a more harmonious relationship between civilians and the police than in the US. It's something of a chicken-egg problem. The police, in choosing to use sublethal force on people, generate less widespread fear among the public. In turn, People therefore feel less of a need to be armed.
Okay.
The US, on the other hand, has a more militarized police force that uses automatic weapons and armored cars. There is also less widespread trust between people and between people and institutions. The factors produce a fearful and hostile culture that can seem to always be on edge.
The fact is, here in the UK, there's a criminal underworld where trading in weapons is very lucrative indeed. And until the main players are arrested and tried in a court of law and handed long prison sentences, the arms trade will continue and we'll see gun violence on our streets. The thought of this frightens people, and rightly so. And this is why the public are calling for the government to approach this problem in a different manner.
As I said, we are going to have a thorough review of the existing gun ownership laws, and I assure you that anyone who violates the new laws will be dealt with.
Richard Barker, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sonia.
Welcome back to Talk a Point, where I'm now joined by the Minister for Home Security, Mr. Richard Barker. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sonia.
Today's subject of gun ownership is sadly a topical one after the recent troubling events in Liverpool. Mr. Barker, isn't it time, once and for all, that the government reviewed the legislation surrounding gun ownership in the UK? Things can't go on as they are with civilians living in fear. People need to be kept from harm and they deserve peace in mind as they go about their daily business.
I can assure you, Sonia, that public safety has been and always will be our number one priority. We take gun crime very seriously indeed, and in fact, as we speak, many of my colleagues in government are meeting with senior law enforcement officers to see what can be done.
Well, the view on the street is that with government cutbacks, the police appear to have lost control of the streets and we are living in a time of nationwide crisis.
The police are stretched, that's true. However, they will continue to take all justified measures to bring the perpetrators of gun crime to justice.
The public have been protesting for some time now against the current gun control law. Why isn't this movement and a change in the law taken more seriously? Isn't Japan a shining example of a country that successfully implemented strict laws?
Yeah, I know, but it's not that simple.
Isn't it? Well, Japan has a long list of tests that applicants must pass before they can access a very small pool of guns. Look, if a Japanese citizen wants to own a gun, they must attend an all-day class, pass a written test and achieve at least 95% accuracy during a shooting range test. Then they have to pass a mental health evaluation at a hospital and pass a background check in which the government looks into the criminal record and interviews friends and family.
But to be fair... Japan also
has... After all that, they can only buy shotguns and air rifles, no handguns. And every 3 years, they must retake the class and initial exam. Why can't we do this in the UK?
There are huge cultural differences, for a start, between our two countries. And that's one reason that the Japanese system may not work over here.
Well, we have seen the dire consequences of having lenient gun laws in many countries, especially the US, where mass shootings are all too common. And I regret to say that if laws in this country are not tightened, we could well end up with the same kind of statistics here.
The countries you mention are at opposite ends of the spectrum, Sonia. Gun control in Japan, combined with the prevailing respect for authority, has led to a more harmonious relationship between civilians and the police than in the US. It's something of a chicken-egg problem. The police, in choosing to use sublethal force on people generate less widespread fear among the public. In turn, people therefore feel less of a need to be armed.
Okay.
The US, on the other hand, has a more militarised police force that uses automatic weapons and armoured cars. There is also less widespread trust between people and between people and institutions. The factors produce a fearful and hostile culture that can seem to always be on edge.
The fact is, here in the UK, there is a criminal underworld where trading in weapons is very lucrative indeed. And until the main players are arrested and tried in a court of law and handed long prison sentences, the arms trade will continue and we'll see gun violence on our streets. The thought of this frightens people, and rightly so. And this is why the public are calling for the government to approach this problem in a different manner.
As I said, we are going to have a thorough review of the existing gun ownership laws, and I assure you that anyone who violates the new laws will be dealt with.
Richard Barker, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sonia.